From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Over the past few months, the White House has collected hundreds of proposals for privatized infrastructure projects all around the country. The investigative team at APM Reports has put together a list of these projects, and Marketplace has teamed up with them to track which projects move forward and which don't. Tom Scheck with APM Reports met with some of the private investors that the president wants to play a bigger role in infrastructure in the U.S.
The White House has asked mayors, governors, and others for their infrastructure wish lists. That's common for any administration. What's different is Trump's team is also asking private firms what they want, what they'd invest in.
Welcome to the Blueprint 2025 Leadership Forum.
This is an infrastructure conference held just blocks from the White House last month. The host, private consulting firm CGLA Incorporated, and their clients pitched ideas to investors, contractors, and public officials. The pitches include privatized airports, roads, and more. Carlos Aguilar of Texas Central Partners wants to build the nation's first high-speed rail line connecting Houston and Dallas.
Distance is 240 miles between the fourth and fifth largest cities in the U.S., so the demand is there to be able to fund this on a private basis.
Meaning, we'll make money. That thinking is expected to be key in Trump's infrastructure plan. Norman Anderson is CEO of CGLA. He met privately with Trump's infrastructure team. He says they told him, pitch your project, and the White House will work to get it approved. Anderson says that has investors excited.
I think we could triple our level of investment in infrastructure without Congress writing a check.
But the whole reason Congress writes checks for infrastructure is that some projects need to get done and they don't offer a return on investment. Congressman John Faso is a Republican from New York. He says privatization can't solve every problem.
A lot of taxpayers think there's a magic wand. A lot of people think it's easy. It isn't.
If funding was easy, he says, projects would be done already. Critics of Trump's investor-driven approach worry about needed projects in low-income or rural areas. Those are a harder sell for investors, which means they might not get done. I'm Tom Scheck for Marketplace.
To see which projects are being pitched from your state, you can check out APM Reports' map and database. It is at marketplace.org.